times of pain and suffering, of conflict, anxiety, worry, stress, any kind of drama, interior, exterior, family, nations, no matter what it is, all of that mess of life and reality of living with one another, when we are confronted with that, it is fairly common, if not always, to some degree, to desire, to want a simple answer. Why is this happening? What can we do to make it better? What is the simple answer? When we are in times of stress, we desire, we want a simple answer. The problem is that in these difficult times, the last thing we need is a simple answer. We want a simple answer, but the last thing we truly need is a simple answer. The reality is that a simple answer never really does work truly in times of stress and difficulty. It may cover it up for a while, but ultimately the difficulty of life needs a more complex answer, an answer that we struggle with almost on a daily basis throughout our lives. We all, to some degree, have heard and seen the pictures of what has taken place Thursday morning in Miami, the condo building having fallen out from under the feet of those who were simply just living their lives, perhaps maybe even still asleep. That which they had trusted on to keep them safe, their very homes, fell out from underneath them, and there's no way to even begin to understand both what those people experienced in that moment and what the friends and family, those who are still missing, those loved ones of those who are still missing, are experiencing at this moment. It's impossible to even begin to imagine what that must be like. And for the safety of those still in that rubble, that hopefully those who are searching for them will find, let us for a moment pray for those people. As I was driving back from a trip to pick up the Mary statue, it was about Friday midday, later into the evening, I turned on the news, an update as to what was going on, and I heard something that is unfortunate, but isn't all that surprising, given the reality that we desire so deeply, we want simple answers in times of difficulty. Now, I realize there's a couple of attorneys here, and this isn't meant to be a critique of the justice system, but I heard that sometime on Friday, there was already litigation put before the court in reference to this tragedy. That, sisters and brothers, is a simple answer. We have to sue them. Now, again, I have no idea what they are doing, how they are feeling, what it must be like, but I do know, for one, that the motivation behind those individuals is that need to do something, that need to have some kind of answer to what do we do in the midst of this tragedy. Well, we know what we need to do. We need to do this. Ultimately, I do think that it's a reasonable thing for there to be litigation, certainly. But while there are still people in the rubble, I think that should be our focus at the moment. When we are in times of difficulty and stress, any of these realities in our lives, we can look for simple answers. Our woman in today's gospel has bled for 12 years. I can't even imagine what that must be like. Just like the people down in Miami, this has affected her life, not just for a little bit of time, but for 12 years. This woman must have had every day some degree, focus on her illness and the reality that no one could seemingly help her, that she had gone to seek help from many doctors, and our gospel says that they only made it worse. For 12 years she has suffered. For 12 years she has needed, she has felt the desire for some kind of answer. And the answer has presented itself. If only I touch his clothing. This is a statement of faith. She knows that Jesus can heal her, and yet it's still a simple answer in that she's not looking for the fullness of what Christ can offer. She desires to touch his clothes, be healed, and it kind of stops there. No doubt it's certainly what's been on her mind. And doing this, taking this action, she is healed. She feels immediately the flow of blood within her is stopped. She has received what she is looking for. But Jesus knows that the answer is much greater than just her physical healing. He desires to encounter her, to speak with her, to hear from her the pain that she has experienced. Not to dismiss it, not to say, well, you're better now, go on, but to truly transform her life, to take that need for a simple answer and answer instead with the fullness of who he is as the Son of God. Our first reading today really kind of gives us a much more complex answer to what it is to live in a world where bad things happen. It's a complex answer in that ultimately we still yearn to understand why. But our first reading tells us three important things. One, that God did not make death. God does not delight in the sufferings of his creation. This is not God's plan. God did not desire for this woman to bleed for 12 years. God did not desire for this condo to collapse. God does not desire the suffering in your own lives today. God did not create death. Secondly, we are made in the image and likeness of God. That's who we are. Made in the image of God. We are so much more than we could ever imagine because we can't imagine the fullness of God. Made in the image of God. Thirdly, our first reading tells us from the Book of Wisdom, it tells us that death entered the world through the envy of the devil. The envy of the devil. That's a reminder to us of what we have that is so special. The enemy envies us because we have bodies. Now, that also allows us to suffer, that allows us to feel pain and ultimately death now that sin is into the world. And yet still, the enemy envies us because we can feel. God enters into that, which is also part of the enemy's envy of us. But yet, we feel all of this. The enemy envies our capacity to both suffer and to feel joy. The reality that life is complex and that we are in this reality together, one with another. The family of this young girl who's also 12 years old, a woman who has suffered with hemorrhages for 12 years, and a little girl who's 12 years old, both of these stories of suffering overlap at this moment. This little girl has died. Again, there is no explanation, no words, not even the Book of Wisdom itself could comfort that family at that moment. They desire a simple answer. They desire something that is so much bigger than a simple answer could ever provide. And Jesus enters into that and simply asks her to rise. Not so that she can simply just live, but that she may know Jesus Christ himself. We desire with our fullness, with our being, to enter into this reality, knowing Jesus Christ and having him call out from us that which we truly do need. It is the opportunity for us to receive from God that which he has created us for, to live our lives, not looking simply for simple answers, but to encounter Christ. In both of these situations, the woman who bled for 12 years and the young girl who died at the age of 12, there is cynicism. There is doubt. There's the disciples themselves who say, "Why are you asking who touched you? Look around, Jesus. People are everywhere." The people at the synagogue official's house, they ridicule Jesus for saying, "She is not dead, she is simply asleep." In this life, the suffering we encounter can pull us into cynicism, into doubt, into not seeing the work of God around us. With the fullness of who Christ is, let us enter into that mystery, the mystery of who Christ has come to call us into being, knowing that we are made in the image of God,